Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive.
Illuminating stories of climate solutions and resilience building action from across the state.
I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe.
I am Lauren Gibson. I'm the Wild Acadia Coordinator for Friends of Acadia. Wild Acadia is a partnership-based interdisciplinary approach to managing Acadia's natural cultural resources. So it's kind of an updated approach to restoration. Instead of restoring resources to some sort of past state, it's climate smart and forward thinking and really managing those resources in a changing environment. One of our areas of focus is at the summits. So the summit of Sargent, Penobscot, and Cadillac Mountains. And then at lower elevations, we are focused on restoration projects in the Great Meadow Freshwater Wetland and the Bass Harbor Saltwater Meadow as well. Wild Acadia really is only possible because of the strong partnership that we have. So all the restoration projects that happen are a partnership-based approach with Skootik Institute, Acadia National Park, and Friends of Acadia. So if you think of the national park as being the laboratory, and then there are scientists from Skootik Institute and from Acadia National Park doing the work in the park and collecting that data in order to understand how to best move forward with those experimental learning-based projects, that's how it works. Friends of Acadia provides financial resources, and then in my role as Wild Acadia Coordinator, I help to make sure that everyone is communicating and understanding what's going on, involving Indigenous populations from the very beginning of these management decisions and actions is another way that Acadia National Park and its partners are leading the way. And so, yeah, co-stewardship is a very important piece of the Wild Acadia Initiative as well.
Climate plays an increasingly key role in these conversations about restoration.
Change is here, and what we are seeing is more frequent, intense storms, lots more precipitation, but in the form of rain and less snow. We're seeing an increase in air temperatures. We're seeing an increase in sea level. Change is here, and will continue. And so I think it's really important for us to understand from a restoration side that we're not able to go back to something that existed in the past. For us to understand and just accept that things are going to continue to change and look at the environments in a way we can really focus on helping those places and those species to be more resilient in the face of those changes.
Wild Acadia's initiatives allowed the community to get involved.
So, for example, last summer we had a large event on the summer solstice. It was a Save Our Summits event. We understand that just roping off degraded areas is not enough to help that subalpine, really fragile environment reestablish itself. It's really important to get soil to the top of the summit. So Cadillac, that's easy to do. You can drive it up. But on Sargent Penobscot, it's not really that simple. So we've relied on people power to get soil to the top of those summits, and community members were able to carry soil to the top of Sargent and Penobscot Mountains. And that initiative will continue this summer. It really enables the community to play a role in helping these environments be more resilient in the face of those changes. Projects are all learning-based. Some have soil and some actually have soil and seed. So that experimental part of it is understanding if you only provide the soil, is that enough to get that vegetation to reestablish, or do you really need to provide some seed to help? So the community is part of that restoration project, but as they hike soil up and then return the next year, they can see the progress that's happening and know that they played a role in that.
Wild Acadia's approach also serves as a model for land managers nationwide.
It's happening here in Acadia. These challenges and the stresses that this environment is facing is not new. That's something that is experienced all over the Northeast, all over the country, all over the world. But Acadia and the partners, Skootik Institute, are really leading the way in this learning-based approach. It is a really novel approach to restoration. Again, not going backwards to something that existed in the past, but really looking forward and helping these environments become most resilient. And one way that that's happening is there's a framework called the RAD framework, and it's resist, accept, direct. So it gives you tools in your toolbox for how to face these climate change challenges. So, do you want to do management that resists those changes? Is it more appropriate to accept those changes? And then perhaps you can direct those changes in certain ways. It gives you these management tools to be able to not just have a one-size-fits-all approach.
Follow along with Wild Acadia initiatives on Acadia National Park or Friends of Acadia's social media platforms. This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive on WERU FM. Thanks for listening.